Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 163 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, we are going to recap some college football craziness from this past weekend, including a really memorable game for my Mississippi State Bulldogs or something else. We're also going to hear about Melanie and Caroline and how they went to see Frozen 2 and what they thought about that. And I even have found a new mascara that is intriguing. I don't really know anything about it, but whenever we find one of these intriguing mascaras, we always feel like it's good to pass it along. Before we get to all of that, though, I just want to remind you that if you would like to join in our craziness, flow even more often than you already do, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/bigboo. And for $5 a month, you get two additional episodes. One is a closer look episode. It's something that fascinates us that we are maybe just a tiny bit obsessed with. And the second one is always a Q&A episode where we take your questions and we answer them. It's been a ton of fun. So patreon.com/bigboo. Alrighty, y'all. Here we go with episode 163. As always, we are really glad you are here. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And we have so much football to talk about. We have so much.
So much. You know, it was funny because Perry got home. He was at the ranch from Thursday until last night. And they don't have cable down there. So he hadn't watched any football. I had just told him various scores. And so like last night he said, "Tell me all about the football." And I was like, "Oh, you have no idea." You have no idea what you just asked, and I'm about to show you, complete with video, with highlights, with it. This weekend, I have to say, even with the Aggies getting basically just humiliated in Baton Rouge, was why college football exists and why it is the greatest.
And it was also why Twitter is Twitter is the jelly to college football's peanut butter. They are peanut butter and jelly. They go together like no other. Twitter, and we don't have to get into all of it now, but on a couple of occasions, it was like, well, this is all I need in life. There's too much to enjoy here. It's just, it's a bevy. It's an abundance of entertainment. It was fantastic.
It is. It's proof that no matter how divided we may be on a lot of issues across the board, that when it comes to college football, we share a sense of humor. Mm-hmm. We share feelings about what matters and what doesn't. It really does. It's why social media exists. It's the greatest. I've enjoyed it to no end. And so I feel like let's kick it off with, unless we want to talk about Thanksgiving first, but I almost feel like we have to go straight to the Egg Bowl because that feels like that's chronologically where we are. And it is also the pinnacle of maybe the whole football season.
Okay. So since Alex has been larger than a small child, we have left Thanksgiving to go to the Egg Bowl when it's in Starkville. But this year we were like, nope, not doing it. Because 2 years ago, as I think I mentioned on the podcast, when we went to the Egg Bowl and Nick Fitzgerald broke his foot,
yes.
Right in front of us. I said, this is the darkest, the most negative environment I've ever been in my life. It's terrible. Yes. I don't ever want to come back. It's just the rivalry was so heated. And so needless to say, this year we decided we weren't going back. And so we were home. We had been here for Thanksgiving. And several times throughout the day, my sister said, "I don't even know if I can watch it." And I said, "I don't even know if I can watch it either. We may just have to keep up on Twitter. I don't know if I can do it. Do I have the strength? I don't know."
Yeah.
But sure enough, it gets to be 6:30 and I can't help it. I have to turn it on. Like I can't.
Of course. Yeah.
You have to just go ahead and commit, and it's just going to be what it's going to be. Listen, I'm here to tell you couple of things. One reason why I had to turn it on was because I read that Garrett Schrader was starting. Now listen, every school has a personality and every school has people that fit that personality. For example, when Joe Burrow came out of the tunnel for senior night,
and he had
changed his last name to B-U-R-R-E-A-U-X. That is a young man who understands where he's playing and who he plays for.
That's right. Let me say side note. That was the precise moment when I knew we were not going to win that game. I just want to say that for the record.
Yeah. I would also add that is the moment when I felt like, oh, it's going to be a long night for the Aggies, because he did not just play to his audience. He endeared himself at such a level. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like it was something else. So he's been a great fit down there. Any guy who would do that is a great fit down there. And he has been a beloved quarterback. So I'm going to tell you that when you have a game between State and Ole Miss, and the Ole Miss quarterback is John Rhys Plumlee, and his picture for the athletic program is him in a blue blazer with a navy blue and red striped tie. He fits the Ole Miss vibe.
Yeah.
And when we have a quarterback named Garrett Schrader, whose beard looks like he could go move in with any of the Robertsons today and be wholly accepted, he fits our vibe. He fits our vibe. So I was excited that he was starting because our players fight for him. I mean, like, there was a block in that game where he took off to go downfield, and Kylan Hill, our running back, who's been really good this year, got in front of him and he put that shoulder down and he laid somebody out for Garrett Schrader. Like it was like, he's just our guy. He's just our guy. So I was excited that Garrett Schrader was starting, and I was excited that people showed up for the game. I was excited about that too, that there were some cowbells there and all that. So we go up 14-0. For those who did not watch the game, it was very exciting. We go up 14-0, but you know, it's not going to stay there. Like, you know, it's not going to be that easy.
Yeah, yeah.
So Ole Miss comes back. They score a touchdown. And then we scored and they scored. Anyway, it's a back and forth kind of deal. And in the fourth quarter, at the end of the game, it's 21-14 and Ole Miss is driving. And so Ole Miss scores with just a little time left on the clock. And the player who catches the pass and goes into the end zone falls down and then crawls like he's a dog and lifts his leg. Now, listen, the rest of the country is thinking, this is absurd. No, it's not. It happened 2 years ago with DK Metcalf. He did the same thing in Starkville when Sister and I were there. And he also got an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. But it was not, they were ahead at the time. Like, the game was not really on the line. So he lifts his leg, and you can see one of the offensive linemen comes by, walks past him, and kind of taps him like, hey, man.
Get it together.
So they call unsportsmanlike conduct, and they say they're going to assess it on the kickoff, to which all the state coaches say, no, 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 no. We want to assess it on the extra point.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so it's a game that where there's always some kind of shenanigan, by the way. And I've talked to several Ole Miss fans about this that are friends of ours here. You can't really understand it unless you've grown up loving one of those teams, but something always happens. There's a fight, a brawl, the bench is clear, a field goal bounces off the goalpost, and you lose the game. Or, you know, there's the game where we like somehow kicked the ball in midair and our guy intercepted it, and then we kicked a field goal to win. Like, it's always crazy.
Yeah.
So the Ole Miss player, who, God bless him, I'm like, I really do hate it for him because he's going to have to live with this for a long time.
Yes, yes.
Who crawls like and then lifts his leg like he's uh-huh. going to the bathroom in our end zone.
Yeah, yeah.
They back up. Is that your dog? Are your dogs barking at Hazel?
They're barking. They're around the side of the house, so they're barking, but they'll be done in just a minute.
I know. I thought maybe perhaps they could hear Hazel somehow, and they were talking to one another.
No, I can't hear Hazel.
Okay. So anyway, and you know this because you actually texted me after the fact and said, where'd y'all, you'd been somewhere.
We had gone to see, so Caroline and I had gone over to see Gully and her family Thanksgiving evening, and then she and I had gone to Frozen. So when I left, we were watching the game and it was 14-0. And I was like, I was like, you know what? I think Mississippi State has this in hand. This is going to be a blowout. And so we left to go see Frozen 2, which that's a whole other thing. We went to go see Frozen 2. And then when I got home, I think we must have gotten home and I got on Twitter right as the game ended. And I was immediately like, what happened? So
what happened?
So I went on an internet rabbit trail.
Listen, well, okay. So, and here's how it played out at our house. So you have my sister, you have me, you have Alex, and you have my cousin's son, Joseph is here. Uh-huh. All Mississippi State fans. But my cousin Paige is an Ole Miss fan. Now, she is about the most gracious individual alive based on how she managed us on Thursday night. Like she's not obsessed with it like we are. She's, you know, like a normal human being.
Yes. Yeah. And that would be such a nice thing to be.
It really would be. Because when we started to score, well, then of course we've never been more interested in any game ever than we are in this game that we weren't even going to watch.
Yeah.
And then David and Barry are in the den because nobody wants to be in the room with us, especially with Sister Amish. The sister whistles the whole time.
Okay.
Like, whistles loudly, like that kind of whistling. Like if you were in the country, you'd hear somebody several acres away calling you. Like she likes to whistle. So all that to say, they assess the penalty as they kick the extra point. And it's my nephew who goes to Ole Miss texted me later. He said, I knew from the second I saw his eyes, he's going to miss that thing. So he goes back, you know, it's a big deal. It's a 35-yard extra point, but it's not impossible.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happens because we're all screaming, block it.
Yes. Yeah.
And sister's whistling. I mean, you know, it's a whole thing. She was hiding at that point. She can no longer watch.
Yeah.
And she's gone into the hallway and is kind of watching out of the corner of one eye. And so Ole Miss kicks the ball and that thing goes wide right and we lose our minds. Hazel's crazy. Alex is screaming. Joseph is screaming. Paige is being so sweet. She's just sitting there letting us cheer.
Yes.
I mean, we lose our minds. And my first thought is, oh my gosh, what is the nickname of this game going to be? Because they all have names. Twitter answered that real decisively and real quickly. But
I'm going to say that it's never been more fortuitous that Ole Miss rhymes with the very action that took place on the field. I was like, this just, it writes itself. I mean,
it really does. It really does. And listen, the puns, Twitter has never been more on point with the puns. Even like the leg bowl instead of the egg bowl. I mean, they were fast. They were furious. They were hilarious. I feel like it was Karen Howell's finest hour on Twitter.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It was fantastic. But so for us to win that game like that, you know, and we needed that game to be bowl eligible.
Mm-hmm.
Ole Miss, unfortunately, they kicked the ball to us, but we got it back. It was 4 seconds left. We go into victory formation. We win the game. Their coach was, I guess it was last night, they announced their coach would not be back next year, which that makes me sad because I've said before, I don't know any coach at any school who loves their school like Matt Leake loves Ole Miss.
Yes.
And I hate that's how that played out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just, it was just, It was like a Shakespearean tragedy almost, like with this super poetic ending, but like where the final like critical act of the play is somebody crawling into an end zone and lifting their leg like they're going to the bathroom. That the fact that that was what led to us winning that game,
yes.
Like you can't make that up.
No.
If somebody had said on a pregame show, I really think that Mississippi State's going to pull this out because the Ole Miss player who scores the last touchdown is going to continue to crawl into the end zone,
yeah,
and then pretend like he's a dog going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd all think that was crazy.
That's crazy.
But
you wouldn't, if somebody wrote that in a novel, you would say, well, it was believable until this moment.
Yeah, that was just over the top.
Yeah.
I mean, totally.
That was too much.
And that was too much. Mm-hmm. And so, but
No.
That's actually what happened.
Yeah.
And Mississippi State won the game 21-20. So
crazy.
I'm telling you what.
So crazy.
Right after it happened, my sister looked at me and I looked at her and I said, we're never going to sleep. And she said, there's so much to read. There's going to be so much to read. And we did.
Yeah.
I mean, we stayed up late.
Yeah, there was so much to read because after I got home from Frozen 2, I am going to tell you that I got on the internet because I needed to know everything. Like, it was like I needed to see every moment. I needed to read everything that had happened. It was so hilarious. It was just golden. It was like, this is why. And I feel like this week, because it's rivalry week and everybody's playing kind of their big rivals, it just, there's no limit to what could possibly happen. But I feel like was beyond what you might think would happen.
Right. And, you know, that's kind of the only game in town game-wise on Thanksgiving night.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have the nation's attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think if the nation didn't understand just how crazy that game can be.
Mm-hmm. They know now.
I mean, I feel like everyone I've ever been to, every State Ole Miss game I've ever been to, I have a story,
mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's the time that Bo Wallace fumbled in the end zone when we were in two overtimes, when Dak came in after he had been injured, to the time when I was at the game with my daddy in 1983, uh-huh, and State could have won it with a field goal, and it really did. Like it was like the wind picked the ball up and just moved it, and we didn't score. I don't know, but it was a good one. So it has been the biggest blast. I really do feel for the Ole Miss fans. That was a tough one. But every fan I've talked to a person has said, listen, if that's how we're going to respond after we score a touchdown, then it's okay if we don't win.
I feel like there's a difference between, I mean, sometimes I get mad when they charge them with something like excessive celebration, when you're like, these are just some kids wanting to have some fun. And, you know, if they're doing a little dance in the end zone or whatever. But, I mean, I feel like it's just a good rule of thumb in life in general that you should never get down all fours and pretend to be a dog peeing on something.
Mm-mm.
I feel Mm-mm. like it's a universal sign of disrespect. Mm. And it's never going to end well for you. I mean, in any scenario.
After they missed the extra point, after Ole Miss missed the extra point, there were flags flew everywhere, uh-huh, because State, of course, went into massive celebration. Anyway, finally, when the official spoke, he said, unsportsmanlike conduct. And then this was literally the call. The entire Mississippi State team was off the bench, like the entire team. And then like one Ole Miss guy had come off the bench onto the field, uh-huh, but he was like, the penalty's offset.
Well, but that's what it is. It's a big deal. So let's move on to our next big game, which, speaking of people storming the field, I'm going to say the Auburn Alabama game, those two women who got stuck in the hedges. Number one, let me say that I've never seen myself in a potential outcome more clearly than I did, because I was like, that would be me. I would get stuck in those.
100%.
The difference was, is that they were able to actually get out. Whereas I thought if that had been, I texted Gully and I said, if this had been us, we would have been laughing so hard that we would have been stuck in those hedges indefinitely. We wouldn't have been able to get out. We probably would have peed our pants. I mean, it would have been like just absurd. It was my favorite thing of, I mean, second to the ending of the egg bowl. It was greatness.
Well, the captions were what was so good. And I love somebody who said, well, it's Miss Homecoming 1995 and Miss Homecoming 1996 trying to take the field. And then people were naming them, you know, like, they, you know, like one of them was Karen. Uh-huh. It was so good. Because somebody said at one point, y'all, the trick to getting on the field is you've got to find a place that other people have dismantled, and you go through that, but you don't try. It's not try when you try to pave your own way. My absolute favorite though was some guy retweeted the picture of the women in the shrubs, and he said, when the demons try to get through my hedge of protection. It was so good.
It was so good. It was so good. And that game was so crazy. Like, it was so crazy, so back and forth. And I will say, here's what I'm going to say about Gus Malzahn. He is a genius in that he knows he can't just flat out coach Saban, because nobody can really out coach Saban. But he knows how to, I don't know if you say outsmart him, if he knows how to outwit him. Like, he knows how to put just enough trickery into that whole thing to make that possible. And I swear, and I saw this on social media, and I tend to agree with it, it's almost like Auburn had that goalpost mic'd up, because that doink was so loud when that ball hit that.
It was so loud. It was so loud. That was another one. We had... Paige and sister and I had gone to get manicures and pedicures. We watched the first half of the game in the nail salon. That's why I love my nail salon. They always have football on. And then we watched the second half at home, and we were all into it.
Yeah.
I mean, we were into it. But I'm telling you, that was when that ball hit that goalpost. Oh my word. And I will wholeheartedly admit we were all cheering for Auburn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, Alabama fans, but we were, the ag school thing runs deep. And so, and here's the thing, like, so many people were saying, well, you know, and Saban even sort of indicated that he felt like it was a dirty trick, what Malzahn did at the end with putting the punter in at wide receiver. I think if you're Gus Malzahn, you have to outwit him. Like, you can't just bank on your players outplaying him. You've got to outwit him. You've got to have a few tricks up your sleeve. Yeah. And that was a fair way to do it. And so
I agree. I mean, it's all fair play. I mean, it was a trick play, and it worked like a charm, and it did what he needed to do. I thought it was brilliant. I mean, I'm like, it's legal, you know? So it's not like he got away with it. So it's a legal play.
Did you see today though that Auburn got fined $250,000 for storming the field for like the fourth time? Since the SEC's had the rule about not storming the field. I mean, I feel like they'd write that check with happiness.
Could not care less. I think those two women might write that check if they had it. They would say that's worth it. That's worth it. Getting stuck in that hedge. I mean, number one, how are you not going to storm the field? I mean, you beat your biggest rival. I mean, it's a huge game. Everybody thought that you were for sure going to lose. And it was amazing. And I really did. I was glad to hear that it is statistically true that Alabama has missed more kicks than any other team in college football. 101.
It's
that
crazy.
Was their 100. And here's the thing, everything else about them is a machine. So how do you not get the kicking? Like, I mean, what is it? Like, it's the craziest thing, because you know they've got good kickers, but they just, it's like that goes wrong on them so many times.
Right. It's like the Achilles heel.
It is. It's crazy.
Well,
so
I'm going to tell you, it was something else. It was something else. And then all the shenanigans at the end of the game just made it even better.
It was delightful. It was so good. So that was a great game. And then I watched the end of that. Kind of, I was flipping back and forth between the end of that because then the Aggies had started by then. And I'm going to tell you three things that I knew. I went into the game pregame. I thought, you know what? I think we could win this game because that's what I do. I'm an optimist. And so I was like, I think we could win this game. I think that we're motivated. I think it turned into a huge rivalry after the 7 overtimes. I think it's going to be great. I know it's Death Valley. I know it's the number one team, but I feel pretty good about it. So I was feeling pretty optimistic. I would say based on social media, I feel like all Aggies everywhere shared my same sentiment. We were all feeling like it was possible, which God bless us all. And then I saw a couple of things. Number one, I saw Joe Burrow go on the field with that Cajun spelling of his name. And I thought, I'm going to say that this whole stadium is behind him in a way that I can't even comprehend and that he is on fire for this game. And this isn't going to be the game where he chokes. Number two, the first play of the entire game, we got a face mask penalty called on us. I knew then, I was like, okay. And then number three, when we went 3 and out on our very first offensive series and Kellen Mond threw to no one, to the vicinity of no one on the field.
Yes.
I knew then it's time to pour another glass of wine. This is settle in. Mm. It's going to be a long night. And I was correct. It was a long night.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I felt like happened in that game. You know, everybody has said, or a lot of people have said this season, they've said, well, yeah, LSU's offense is so much better, but their defense is nothing like what it normally is. That was the night, really, the defense chose to say, hello, everyone, and we're back. The defense chose to rise to the occasion and clearly inspired by Joe Burrow's jersey. Yes. And it was, I felt for y'all. I mean, that was a long, long, long game.
It was a long game. And here's the whole thing of it. And I told Perry this yesterday. I feel like number one, I also knew it was bad because I felt like the talk of how their defense was not good was at an all-time high the week before the game. So I thought that's a defense that's going to come in with something to prove. And the fact that Jimbo had originally tried to hire their defensive coordinator, I was like, it's not a bad defense. Like, they may have had an off night against Ole Miss, like, whatever. It's not a bad defense. So I felt like nothing like, it's kind of like y'all having to play Alabama after they had lost to LSU, where you're like, what you really want is a team with a chip on their shoulder coming in with something to prove. And I don't think it would have mattered. I mean, I don't think it would have mattered even if they had said the defense was great. But here's the bottom line. I hated that we lost that bad and that we weren't even competitive, but I told Perry, I said, I can't really be sad because I really have been rooting for LSU to win it all. And that game in the whole scheme of things did not mean anything to A&M other than we would have been a spoiler. So to get to see Joe Burrow have that moment and Coach O and LSU, I didn't hate it. It was fine. So, you know,
I feel like they're going to beat anybody they play in the playoffs. I feel like they're going to get them by 40.
I do too.
Like, I don't see anybody being able to, I don't know. We'll see this weekend with Georgia, but I just think they're so much better than everybody else. I don't know.
I think they're so much better. And I think it's the difference between, you can say what you want, but Les Miles is a phenomenal coach and he's a smart coach and he's a great recruiter. And so Coach O came into that situation with a lot of pieces all built up. And I feel like, and not to take anything away from Coach O, what he's done has been phenomenal. But I think it's the difference between, and I am defending him because he's my coach. But I look at a Jimbo and think Jimbo came into a less than ideal situation, especially in terms of our O-line recruiting and kind of what he's had to work with. And so I feel like where our message boards are, everybody, the sky is falling and it's all terrible and whatever. I don't buy that because I feel like I really feel like you need to give a coach 4 full years to bring in his own recruits and see what he does with his own system. The end.
The end.
Yeah. So that's it.
Okay. Well, that's our, there's our college football wrap up.
I know. So,
and listen, I feel like that's not the half of what happened.
No, I mean, there was so much. Well, and now today, UT has fired their offensive and defensive coordinator, which I hate to tell them, I think they all know it. That ain't their problem. And so their problem is bigger than that, but that's all they can do right now. Let's see. Ole Miss fired their coach. Who else?
And then Arkansas apparently is courting Lane Kiffin. We'll see how that turns out.
That works out. Charlie Strong got fired from UCF. So it's the beginning of the coaching turnover. So it was a lot, and we still have all the championship games to play this weekend.
There's still so much left.
Yeah.
There's so much left.
And I mean, here the great irony is, you know who may end up in the college playoffs is Utah.
That's true. They really may.
Who saw that coming?
People who follow me on Instagram already or may already know this. They may not have because it was the holidays and all that. But our high school season came to an end this past Friday night.
Yes.
That was our other big football development after the elation of the Bulldogs win on Thursday. Our high school football season, we were in the semifinals of the 5A state playoffs, and we lost 16-14 to a really great Pleasant Grove team.
It's a heartbreaker.
But I'm going to tell you what, as a parent.
Yes.
And it was so fun because Daddy was here. My sister and her husband were here. Paige and Joseph were here. We had, we had family with us, which we rarely do at a ball game. But just the emotion of that was something else, you know? So
I think to see it come to an end is hard.
Yeah. So, and they played such a great game and it was two really good teams, but anyway, it was a great season. It was so fun. I told Alex Friday night, I said, one reason why it hurts so badly is because you love so big. Like you just, you know, love those guys and work so hard together. And anyway.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and you spent a whole season making memories and it's just so fun. And then when it's over, it's like, I don't know. It's just sad.
Mm-hmm. It is. But anyway, they all turned in their uniforms today. And so, or their equipment today. And so that was another round of a little bit of sadness, but we'll be into lacrosse here soon. And,
Yes.
But thanks, Football 2019. You've been good to us.
Yeah. Listen, it's been a lot of entertainment all the way around. So.
Hey, everybody. It's Sophie here because I want to tell you about Care Of. Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. Y'all, this is the neatest thing. They have this online quiz that lets you know exactly what you need. The online quiz asks you about your diet and your health goals and your lifestyle choices, and it only takes 5 minutes to find out your personal, scientifically backed vitamin and supplement recommendations. It can be really hard to know what vitamins or supplements you should be taking, but Care Of makes it easy to find out what you specifically need to be your healthiest self. Y'all, I find it so overwhelming sometimes to deal with things like vitamins and supplements. And what I love about Care Of is that they're delivered to your door in these really handy individual packets, and you just pull them off and you can, going out of town, you can pull two at a time or five at a time, but you don't have to take bottles everywhere. You can stick the packets in your purse. It just makes it so much more convenient to take care of yourself through vitamins and supplements. Y'all, 90% of people fall short of FDA recommended guidelines for at least one vitamin or nutrient. So find out where you're lacking with Care Of's online quiz and get back on track to reaching your health goals. So for 50% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins, you go to takecareof.com and enter the promo code BIGBOO50, BIGBOO50. For 50% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins, go to takecareof.com and enter the promo code BIGBOO50. Now, you mentioned that y'all went to see Frozen 2. What'd you think? I haven't seen it.
I thought it was really, really good. I have to say, I think this is one where the sequel was as good as the original.
Okay.
So, I thought it was really good. I thought the animation, of course, was gorgeous. I thought the songs were great, just equally as good as the first songs. I mean, they did a good job of having like the soaring ballad. I don't know if any of them will take off as much as Let It Go did, just right. Because, you know, that was kind of a, you know, kind of a thing. And then I'm trying to think. No, I thought it was really good. Yeah, I thought it was really good. We went, so we had kind of a weird Thanksgiving. Just hold on. I have to text my ship shopper real quick. I know this is what I do. It's because it's always Monday.
I know.
So
how's she doing? Is she doing well? Is your ship shopper doing well?
She is doing well. Okay. She's doing well. Yeah, I think she survived Thanksgiving. And so, anyway, no, so Frozen 2, I thought it was really good. I liked it a lot. I felt like it had some good lessons in it. I thought it was very sweet. It was good. But so we ended up not going to Dallas for soccer because of Caroline's calf, mm-hmm. which I have to say, really, as sad as I was to not get to go and watch her play, and as sad as she was to not get to play, it really was kind of nice. And that, like yesterday afternoon, about 2 o'clock, I said, isn't it nice that we're not driving home from Dallas right yeah. now? Like we really got to rest and relax. And so that was nice. But we did our Thanksgiving dinner Wednesday night. We just kept it Wednesday night because Perry and his friend wanted to get down to the ranch early on Thursday. And I don't like to eat early. So I was like, I don't want to eat at noon. And so right. I was like, let's just keep it at night. So we ate at night. And so then Thursday, it was like, we got up and just kind of hung out and watched the Macy's parade. And Caroline rolled out of bed about 1:00 and we ate some Thanksgiving leftovers. And then we went to go see Gully and her family because Honey and Big were in town. And did that. And then we went and saw Mimi and Bops because they had gone to my sister's for Thanksgiving. And so we went by to see them. And then we decided to go see a movie. So we went to Frozen, but this is what you'll appreciate. So we're walking into Frozen. We went to the 8 o'clock movie and we went to the Alamo Draft House where they serve food. And I told Caroline, I was like, I'm not really that hungry, but I'm kind of like, maybe we could just get something. And she goes, oh, let's get their loaded cheese fries because they make the best loaded cheese fries. I can't even tell you how good they are. And she was like, let's get the loaded cheese fries. And I was like, okay. She's like, we could just split those. And I was like, okay. And she's like, and then can I get some popcorn and some M&Ms? And I was like, yeah. And then she's like, and can I get a Mexican vanilla milkshake? Because they make these phenomenal milkshakes. And we sat there and we downed those loaded cheese fries. And then I kept eating her because she dumped all her M&Ms in her popcorn. And I kept grabbing handfuls of it. And I was like, what is wrong with me? Like, this is, I cannot stop. And then of course she only drank like 3 sips of her Mexican vanilla milkshake. And so I was like, well, now I feel like I've got to finish some of that. I left there feeling, that's my takeaway from Frozen 2, is I ate too much. But the movie itself was really good. I thought it had some great lessons. The music was great. I highly recommend it. It was enjoyable. And then we had kind of said we were going to go see a couple of movies, but we ended up, that did not happen over the break. We just kind of settled in and didn't go do it.
Well, David and Alex and my daddy went to go see on Wednesday. They went to see Knives Out, which is that.
Yes.
They loved it.
That was the other one I wanted to go see. Okay, tell me.
Well, they didn't tell me anything about it, I guess, in case I see it. But they, I felt like, okay, that's a pretty good cross section of your age groups, mm-hmm. right? You've got a mm-hmm. teenager, you've got a middle-aged daddy, you've got a grandfather, and they all thought it was fantastic. Daddy said, okay. That's a good movie. That's a real good movie. So.
Okay. Okay. That's, I want to go see that, and I want to go see A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, the mm-hmm. Mr. Rogers movie. We did watch, was it Friday night or Saturday night? One night we watched Peanut Butter Falcon because it's on demand.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Right now. And it was really good. It lived up to everybody. I'd heard Knox and Jamie. I'd heard different people talk about how great it was. And it really is so heartwarming and such a good movie.
Oh, good. Well, I hope I get to catch up. You know, Thanksgiving, especially when I'm cooking, I didn't get a lot of, I mean, I had football time for sure, but I didn't have a lot of like tucked away time to watch stuff or anything like that. And so I think that December will be different in that regard. So.
Yes. Yes. So we did that. I'm trying to think, we really did a lot of just kind of milling around. We decorated for Christmas. So we got everything. We're going to get our tree tonight, but we got everything else up for Christmas. on the inside of the house. And rumor has it that my outdoor lights are going up this week.
Okay. So all right.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yes. I got my house done for Christmas. I can't remember what day that was, but our contractor came over and put a temporary curtain up in our shower so we could use it, and also put in a temporary sink because our vanity top is not ready yet.
Okay.
So we were able to use the bathroom while company was here. And I have to say, like, the shower part of it is something else. Listen, I'd take this temporary shower curtain for that shower. It's so good. It's so good.
Okay. That is good. See, it's all going to be worth it. It's all going to be worth it.
I think maybe it is. So, so we've got the door should come in Friday, I think. And then I'm not sure when the vanity top comes in, but then it will be finished. So that will be a great thing. Anyway, so I haven't watched much. I haven't read much, but I'm excited about my movie possibilities coming up in December for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. So we watched that. We ran errands. We got garland from like 7 different places. So part of my week this week is going to be taking back garland that we decided not to use.
Okay.
So I did some online Christmas shopping, and so I'm almost done with my shopping thanks to Amazon Prime and various other online retailers. So that feels good.
Somebody asked us a question today on our Patreon, which is what Cyber Monday, Black Friday or Cyber Monday deals have we taken advantage of? And I bought one thing today. Well, no, I bought two things. Well, I think I bought two things, but David and I are giving each other a bathroom.
Then
we have a trip coming up in January for his 50th. So that's we're not buying anything for each other. He's got Alex's Christmas handled. And so I just don't have a whole lot to buy really, but I did buy something today for my brother-in-law. But last night, because you know how I like to read the news before I go to bed. Last night I was in my news app.
Oh, are you there?
Listen, I was halfway into what I felt like was a captivating description, and I was like, "Well, Melanie, it's not."
I was over there saying, "Hello, hello, hello."
Okay, so I only bought two things with a Black Friday, Cyber Monday deal, because you heard me talk about earlier how I just don't really have much to buy for Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Did you hear that part?
I did hear that part. I did hear that part.
Well, so last night, I like to read the news every night before I go to bed. But last night I was actually on my news app, and it was mostly entertainment news. Mm-hmm. And one of the articles that popped up was from InStyle. So only the meatiest journalism for me.
Well, yeah.
And so one of the things, the InStyle article, not that this was not total PR placement, I don't care. I just want the best possible cosmetics to come into my life. And so they recommended this mascara that's called Cabaret Premier that you buy on Amazon.
Wow.
And last night it was like $8. And so I clicked on through and bought that. And it was on back order, so it's not going to be here until next week.
Oh no!
But listen, it said here's why I bought it. I mean, you'll understand this. Okay. The Cabaret Premier mascara by Vivian Sabot is
this. I'm going to say this makes me feel like it's the mascara equivalent of Fancy Nights by Jessica Simpson.
Seriously. Listen, it says it's the secret to French beauty,
Sign me up.
It says it provides defined and voluminous lashes with just one coat. It is clump-free. It is lightweight. It is easy to apply. It is cruelty-free. And you have 100% satisfaction and money-back guarantee.
Wow.
So they have a hassle-free return policy. But I would just like to reiterate, it is the secret to French beauty. And it was $8.45. So yes, please, I would like in on the secret.
French beauty. I thought if you told me that it was mined, it was made from the blackest coal that you can find in the hillsides of France, where it's mixed with a mixture of melons that you can only harvest from Cindy Crawford's melon orchard that she gets her anti-aging cream. Mm-hmm. But no, this is Cabaret. I feel like if there's been one time, there's been a thousand that somebody has said, you know who makes a good mascara is Vivian Sabot. I feel like
Cabaret Premiere is what it's called. But listen, it has 2,270 ratings.
Okay.
And 70% of them are 5-star.
Okay.
So somebody said it was the best mascara from a mascara snob. So she's used Lancome for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And she believes in this particular mascara, the Cabaret Premiere, that is in fact the secret to French beauty.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, it says it transforms your ordinary into ooh la la is what it says.
I could use that across the board in my life.
I could too. So then there's also, they also have an eyebrow pencil, and the first bullet point is brows on fleek.
Oh.
So I feel like they're with it. Vivian Sabot.
Yes. Yes.
They are.
They know.
They got it going on.
Transforms your ordinary to ooh la la. I mean, that's, I don't know what more you could ask for, frankly.
I don't either.
Okay.
So we'll see. Right.
Well, I can't wait to hear. We're going to be, just glued to hear if you have really unlocked the secret to French beauty.
I know. Well, I'll try. You know what? It should be here next Monday. So I may even apply it while we record. We'll see how it goes.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to hear. I still am enjoying my blow. Did you not like the lash blowout? You can say you didn't.
No,
it's okay.
No, I do like the lash blowout, but that's never stopped me. Like, there's always the possibility that there's something even better.
Okay. Well, that's true.
Now, I think the lash blowout is good. I don't get the length from it that I like, but I like it.
Okay. I like it. I think it's good coverage. And, I've been using the new lash, so I feel like my lashes are really long right now because the new lash works. I'm telling you, it works. I know that you're weird about putting stuff on your eyes, but it works. If you would give into it, you too would be sold.
I just don't want eyelashes growing out of the side of my face.
No, this doesn't do that. That was that Revita lash. This doesn't do that. This doesn't do that. I mean, I'm telling you, I just do a thin line. And I will say this, I bought, and I think Nordstrom may have them on sale right now, but I bought the 2-pack during the Nordstrom sale. And I'm still on that was in August. And I'm still on my first bottle of it. And I use it every single night. And I just do a thin line across the top of my eyelash lid. And I'm telling you, like, my eyelashes are long enough right now that I really did have to comb them out the other day.
Oh, my word.
That's what I'm saying. That's the secret to French beauty, my friends.
That is a secret to French beauty. You had to comb them?
I had to comb them because they were like long enough that they were kind of, I had a tangle going. It's like I had to kind of, I'm telling you, it works.
You're going
to
need some detangler before it's all said and done.
I'm going to have to spray them with some detangling solution.
I'm looking it up on Nordstrom.
Yeah, look and see. The new, it's NEU. LASH.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm checking it out.
Okay. I feel like I did some Black Friday shopping, but I just took advantage of a lot of the deals. It wasn't like I was buying some, I didn't need anything like a new MacBook that I got $1,000 off of. It was just I think American Eagle had 40% off and free shipping. So I got some stuff for Caroline from there. I got some stuff for Gully's Boys that was on sale, but like nothing like huge and noteworthy. I just took advantage of things being like 30% off or whatever.
By the way, somehow when I was clicking away from Nordstrom, my Twitter page popped up. Like hit it, that window came up.
Yeah.
And there is a swarm of bees on somebody's car.
Oh no.
I don't even know what I would do. I'd just call somebody to pick me up and I'd leave that sucker there.
That car. Would just
I mean,
be, yeah, it just no, it would just be there. Oh, mm-hmm. No. You know, we were driving home from Dallas from soccer, like, I don't know, a month ago, and we drove past a truck that was hauling bees. You know, they transport beehives, and it was like driving down the highway, and there were bees kind of moving all around it, and you could see them. Like, and I thought, you talk about something you don't want to get in a wreck with.
No, never.
Nope.
Can't have that.
So, it seems like I had something else that I was going to share in terms of maybe something I bought. I know this is, I'm going to tell you what we're about to do. So we're going to get our Christmas tree tonight.
Yes.
And you know, we go get a real tree. So we're going to go get our Christmas tree tonight. Well, you remember like 2 years ago, we got it was the noble fir that had been like unpruned. So it had all the gaps in it. And then,
yes.
And I loved that tree. That was like my favorite tree because it was so quirky and so cute and it just fit our house to me. And so last year we went back and they told us that they weren't going to have those trees again for another 7 years, which,
right,
I don't know, may or may not be true. That feels like some Christmas tree propaganda, but whatever. So, but then on Insta stories this weekend, I was looking in Miquelon at the Nestor.
Yeah, I saw. I'm tracking with you. I was all over it. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So they went and got a normal tree, a Nordman fir, I believe, and then they lopped part of it off. They like made it so it had those spaces in it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to tell you that Perry Schenkel went to Home Depot today to get himself some new, fresh, sharp loppers because that is what we're going to do to our tree
tonight. Oh, I love it. I love it. It looks so good. I loved it when I saw it on her Insta stories.
I just love that look. Like, because I have said this many times, but our house is small. Our living room where we put the tree is kind of small. So just to have a big, full tree there just feels like, and I could get a little tiny, skinny tree, but I'd like, I don't know, something about that one and the way it showed off our ornaments that year. And it was just so quirky and cute. And so we're going to attempt that tonight. Perry asked if there was somewhere we could go buy a $30 tree to practice on. And okay. I said, I think we just have to get the big tree and go for it. I think we just have to go for it. And he said, if it turns out terrible, he's spray painting the whole thing purple. Because if it's going to be ugly, we're just going full on ugly tree. We will see how that turns out.
He'll do a great job. He'll do a great job.
Well, he's a landscaper. I feel like if anybody was equipped for such a task, I feel like it's Perry. I feel like this is the kind of thing he was born for. And he will accomplish with ease.
Well, I'm going to make a new recipe that I have never made before. It's one of Amy Hannon's from her Love, Welcome, Serve cookbook.
Okay.
It's the easy mozzarella and meatball bake with grilled Italian bread. And it sounded, I was looking through last night, like just thinking, what's something that sounds, because it's cold here, and what something sounds comforting and good. And what I love about it, though, is you use frozen meatballs. Like, you don't even have to make the meatballs.
Oh.
Which, because, you know, that's a lot of time in gloppy meat, you know, by the time you get the egg in there and all that. And so I'm so excited about it. So I'm about to go get in the kitchen and try this new recipe.
Okay, that sounds delicious. So it makes me ask the question, because you typically don't like Italian food. Is it the pasta part, or is it just
I don't like a lot of tomato, and I don't like a lot of pasta. Those are not my favorite things. But I love a meatball, and so I will be able to control the amount of sauce on my personal meatballs, right? I don't have to have meatballs that, it's not like spaghetti.
Yeah.
Where all the ground meat is in there. And then, and I love this, the whole grilled Italian bread notion has really got me intrigued, because I love a grilled bread. Like, I love it. Mm-hmm. So, and it's got fresh mozzarella cheese in it, which is also a favorite. So
yes.
I feel like it's got some pros that outweigh the cons.
Okay.
And I will say, I like the Rao's marinara a lot better than I like other marinaras I have used.
It is good.
So
it is good.
That helps me a little bit with the tomatoey side.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know what we're eating for dinner tonight, because all I could focus on was that we're trimming up our Christmas tree. So that really.
I'm so happy for you. I went today, I took an old tree to school thinking that I would put it up. And then as soon as I opened the box, I was like, oh, this is why we quit using it, because it sheds everywhere. So I ended up throwing it away, and I ran over to Walmart and I got a white tree that has the like green, blue, hot pink lights on it.
Oh, cute.
Which is kind of the color scheme of my office. Mm-hmm. And I'd taken a bunch of ornaments to school with me today. And I'm here to tell you, it's my favorite thing. I love it so much. It is the... it's a cute tree. Mm-hmm. It really is. Mm-hmm. It's perfect for an office where you just, you know, your whole job is to work with girls all day. So I did that. That was fun.
Okay.
And so now I'm going to, I may put on my pajamas before I start cooking supper because we don't have one place to go.
I don't blame you a bit. I'm going to go get our tree and then I'm going to put on my pajamas. And then we usually what we do is we'll go get the tree. We'll get it all set up tonight. I'll put the lights on it tomorrow while Caroline's at school because nobody wants to deal with. In fact, that was one of the things she told Honey and Big when we went over there Thanksgiving night. I said something about getting our tree and Caroline said, oh yeah. And then we'll be decorating and Mom will be like, wait until I get the lights on. And she did this voice where I was like, really?
That's not what I sound like.
No. I've very carefully cultivated so you would have precious memories. And the fact that you want to remember that I would be like, hold on, let me get on the lights is like, make me sound like an old crone.
Golly. Okay. We will be back next week, everyone. And in the meantime, we hope you have a wonderful week or are having a wonderful week.
Yep. And it's December. So just remember, it's December. That really struck me as like when it dawned on me yesterday that it was December. It was like, wow, here we are. We're really in it.
We are really in it. So
okay.
We will talk to y'all later, everyone.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.